From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Television, entertainment, and media has entered a new heyday. The advent of digital streaming technology has made it cheaper and easier for content creation and distribution. Now, a crowdfunding campaign for a new digital video streaming venture has a tantalizing message to set itself apart from its competitors. Means TV wants to be the, quote, anti-capitalist on-demand digital streaming platform. Founders Naomi Burton and Nick Hayes promise that Means TV will never have advertisers or corporate investors, and that, quote, will be funded the old-fashioned way by viewers like you. Naomi Burton and Nick Hayes are the creators of Means TV, and they're known for their viral ad that helped to catapult the candidacy of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Welcome to the program, Naomi and Nick.
We're glad to be here. Thanks for having us, Sonali.
Thanks for joining us. So I understand that the two of you also identify as democratic socialists, which is quite the buzzword these days, depending upon who you talk to. If you're a Republican or a progressive, you have very different feelings about it.
Yeah, we're both socialists. We both came into the work we do through sort of learning about socialism. We think that a sort of economic analysis of capitalism is what we need right now, and sort of a moving away from the capitalist system and sort of naming those things. So that's why we identify as socialists.
And what led you to this idea that we need a digital streaming service? I mean, there are, of course, thousands, tens of millions of individual video channels on the internet today. People create content on their own. Maybe there's almost too much content. What is the basis for this idea to have a video streaming service like Netflix or Hulu or any of these big companies, but with a very specific political slant?
Yeah, well, we'll be the world's first anti-capitalist worker-owned streaming service. So while there are a lot of streaming services out there, a lot of them are owned by billionaires and corporations. And so, what we think is really important and what is really unique about what we're doing is that the workers own the content, they create the ideas, and they get to share the profits at the end of the year.
So this is kind of an interesting idea at a time when democratic socialism is both on the rise and also, as a result, being attacked. Let's talk about your connection with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is perhaps the most well-known representative of the idea that capitalism deserves critique, although, of course, people like Bernie Sanders have been saying it for a much longer time as well. How did you come about being involved with her candidacy and that viral ad that really helped to solidify her candidacy?
Yeah, so Nick and I met after the 2016 election, and we were really disappointed that the Democrats had lost what we felt like was the easiest to win election of all time. And so at the time I was working in public relations, Nick was working as a freelance videographer, and we were working for a lot of these corporations that we felt like were really dismantling our economy and our communities. And so we created Means of Production as a way to create high-end video for the left.
And that's your production company, Means of Production?
Exactly. So we created Means of Production, and then about a few months later, I saw a video of Alexandria on Facebook, and she was clearly a socialist, and she articulated it so well, but she only had about 6,000 followers at the time on Twitter, so I just reached out to her. I sent her a DM, and I said, we're Means of Production. We do no work for corporations. We're socialists, and we really want to do a good video for you, and about a month later, we were in New York filming with her.
And that video, just showing Ocasio-Cortez as this ordinary American living in New York City, struggling the way so many New Yorkers struggle, set her apart and helped her defeat one of the top Democrats in the House, Joe Crowley. So at this point, I assume you sort of felt that this means that there's a demand for this sort of conduct?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, basically, we made an ad for her that we wanted to be smart about, and we wanted to make, coming from a socialist perspective, And it was wildly successful and people connected with it in a huge way. And it was kind of like, you know, there's nothing super special about Naomi and I as filmmakers, right? What made that ad special is, you know, the display of her personal story and connecting that to like a working class reality that we don't see on screen. So we had been talking before that about the need for kind of a working class, worker-owned sort of entertainment model. But the success of that video was really like a proof point for us that it's like the special sauce here, what people aren't getting is just something that connects with the working class reality that they experience every day. And I think that's hopefully what that ad achieved.
So let's actually watch a clip from the ad that you have then created for your new digital streaming service that you hope to raise funds for, Means TV. Speaking of bringing a working class sensibility, these are the voices in this video that our audience will see and hear of just ordinary Americans and their day-to-day struggles with making ends meet.
I work at this country club in Grosse Pointe.
Working at Walmart. Wendy's.
I was a valet captain in downtown Detroit.
So we just get a very small hourly rate. It's like $3 an hour. And then the rest is just tips that we rely on.
Everybody, when I was growing up, would always talk to me or my mom like we were lying. When you're poor, everybody talks to you like you're lying.
I'm always going to be in a rat race. The teachers always say life is not going to be fair.
One of my coworkers, she got like her ass grabbed by some like random guy. Just makes me like really upset and uncomfortable, especially since I have to continue my job smiling and giving good, you know, service and all that.
You only really have like so many options. You can go to the factory, you can go to the college, or you can go to the army.
What do I have to do so I can get into a position to where I can chase what I want to chase versus surviving?
My mom actually told me like moving to America just like made everything worse.
Being in America, I feel like money is always the problem and the solution at the same time.
People seem to be just doing worse and worse, and nobody really seems to be able to do anything about it.
You know, why do our parents work all the time and then it's still hard? There's definitely like a system in place that keeps us there.
Centering the voices of working class Americans is the goal of Means TV that we've been listening and watching to their ad. And my guests are Naomi Burton and Nick Hayes. So this particular video that you have created emphasizes, of course, these stories that we rarely hear in mainstream media, or the, you know, just the voices of ordinary Americans that we rarely see centered on television. Do you think that that is something that that Americans are going to watch and feel that that can open up a chapter for a cultural shift in this country? I mean, is that what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the hope. And I think when we look to sort of establishment entertainment, like what has been the most successful marketably in entertainment, it's things like Roseanne. It's things like these shows that often lean towards a more reactionary, conservative politics, but are weaponizing the working class reality and experience in order to communicate that. So, like, the liberal media really has no offerings in that department, because liberals, as a political kind of affiliation, tend to be people who are very detached from the lived reality of most working people. So that's kind of why we feel like the left needs to offer something in response to what the right has very smartly done, which is weaponize the reality of working people. We need to just authentically show that. And most working people share our politics, because our politics are about empowering working people and creating more democracy. So you know, it's like we can use those same ideas for good instead of evil.
So Naomi, what sort of content would Means TV offer? Would it just be news? I mean, we do have a lot of news. We have a lot of left-leaning media that does produce news and political analysis. Maybe we don't have as much entertainment that goes in that direction. So what sort of content are you hoping to offer?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. We do have a lot of outlets that offer news that are incredible. So really what we're looking to do is to create entertainment that's truly entertaining. So that's everything from animated series. Think about a show like The Simpsons, but it's about a family on an anarchist commune after the fall of capitalism. Or you have reality TV shows. You know, we're talking about a reality TV show following a workplace unionizing. You know, so TV shows, episodic content, documentaries, movies, things that you really do want to watch. It just doesn't come from an anti-worker perspective like most of our content does now. So it'll be entertainment first. We'll definitely have some level of on-the-ground news coverage, but it'll be, you know, entertainment, long-form content.
Do you feel that the notion that people want aspirational content is wrong? Because often we're told, you know, that if, when people want to be entertained, they want to forget about their day-to-day struggles. They don't want to be reminded of them. I mean, it's the same sort of logic that you hear justifying, you know, supermodels being photoshopped in magazines, that, you know, we don't want to see the flaws. We want to see the perfection and aspire to that.
You know, I think there's a misconception that the media and that the entertainment that we take in right now isn't political. So, for example, the CEO of Netflix started a foundation, a $100 million foundation that he put his own money into, money from Netflix, to promote charter schools in LA and basically privatize the entire school system there. Mm-hmm. So I think we first have to just recognize that the majority of the entertainment that we take in is political. It is framing things in a certain way. And I think, you know, what we'll be providing, again, it's not going to hit you over the head with, you know, overly political, overly dramatic, overly sad, because we already have a lot of that. This is more content made by working people with a certain politics that promotes, you know, the fact that working people should be more in charge of their workplaces or have free healthcare. But, you know, it won't be overly political. It won't, you know, kind of choke you.
And there'll be things that are like aspirational, but I think the difference is we don't have a vested interest in the preservation of the status quo, right? And the status quo is replicated so often in our media in telling us that, like, if we work hard, we can be rich someday. And, like, we can join this owning class eventually. And we know as working people that that isn't true, that most people, you know, live their whole lives in the working class. So I think we want to aspire to different things. We want to aspire to cooperation. We want to aspire to building community, but we don't necessarily need every story to be about one person escaping the working class. You know what I mean? And I think that's so much of what we're used to today in corporate media.
Right. I mean, we are shown the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Even those people who are supposed to be working class on television are portrayed wearing, you know, perfect clothing, perfect makeup, perfect hair, living in, you know, maybe cozy, but still beautifully decorated homes. And it is such that it's so cut off from reality. And we're also, I think, very subtly trained to identify with wealthy Americans, that even when wealthy Americans are portrayed on television, they're always portrayed as human. They're never portrayed as evil or greedy. Or if they are, there's always something there to redeem them, right?
Yeah, and I think it's what it really is amounts to is it's a cultural gaslighting project. It's like a handful of people, you know, on either coast, basically telling the rest of the country what our cultural experience is, even though it is in no way representative of our actual cultural experience. And so if we're going to have a medium as powerful as film and television and video that we want to use to communicate, you know, who we are as a people, like what we're thinking about, what we're creative about as a people, like as humanity, like we can't just have it be people who have a vested interest in reproducing inequality. And that's what we have now. So this is just a step away from that and trying to build something that we can hopefully have build power off of as time goes on and start to build an entertainment, build a visual media around the reality working class people face in this country.
Now, we already have the subscription model. We have the media sponsorship model from, you know, Pacifica Radio and NPR and PBS. And then we have the subscription model of news media such as the New York Times. And of course, the entertainment subscriptions such as Netflix and Hulu and whatnot. Is that part of the model something that you want to emulate, because a modest monthly subscription fee from a lot of people could actually sustain such a project, right? And would enable you to be independent from corporations.
Yeah, exactly. That's our goal. So right now we're in the middle of a 10-week fundraising campaign, basically to fundraise the money for the first year of programming and to build the actual streaming platform. But after that, the money that we get from our monthly subscriptions, $10 a month, you know, gets you all the access to, you know, all the videos and everything else, and helps us stay sustainable without having to rely on any sort of corporate investors, shareholders, anything like that.
Now, of course, a venture like this, you say it's going to be worker owned, but of course, it's very challenging to do something like that. I mean, it's challenging to build anything new, but how do you hope to sustain a model where you actually embody the principles behind the scenes that you're promoting on screen?
I mean, I think that's really what excites us about the idea of worker ownership. It's like, neither me or Naomi want to be small business owners. Like, not like the way that we make entertainment like this work is by not having a boss, like not having somebody who really truly does have all the power. And neither of us are interested in that. So what we're pursuing right now is a worker ownership model, where basically anybody who's brought on as a full-time employee within a certain amount of time, like a year or two, the idea is that anybody would have, anybody who's brought on full-time within a certain period of time would have full voting rights equal to me and Naomi, and would also get a share of the profit paid out on a quarterly or annual basis.
So salary, benefits?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we would have salary and benefits. And then in addition to that, you would also get a say in decisions being made about the company, about money the company's making. And then you would also get a share of the profit.
Do you have experience doing something like this? Because, you know, there have been cooperatives around for a very, very long time. But as anybody who's tried to start and run a co-op knows, it isn't always easy and many don't survive.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten this question a lot, and I think what would be more terrifying to me is starting a business where I had to be a boss and I had to run the entire thing.
Right, and I should say most businesses don't survive either, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what we've seen from this 10-week fundraising campaign, we're putting out tons of videos every week to see, what do people think of this? Will people pay into this? Is this something that could be sustained by individuals? And so far, the excitement has been overwhelming. So, you know, we're really optimistic about, it being a sustainable platform, and, you know, we've been able to,
And I think it's like digital media too, like most digital media companies, basically all digital media companies are not cooperative. Right. And what we see happen is within 2 to 4 years, they either sell to a larger company or they cannibalize themselves and sell it off for pieces and parts. Right. So I think if we look at that model's not working. So we need to pursue something that brings into the fold, like the actual workers, the people bringing the value into that media company. So that's another thing we feel like worker ownership offers, is a model that challenges what has been like a failed digital media sort of system and structure.
And of course, those venture capitalists who go to fund or who go looking for funding for new projects like this will often tap into multimillionaires and billionaires, and usually be flooded with far more money than they know what to do with in short order, and then often end up losing it, or as you said, selling the finished product for parts. You're relying on lots of small donations. Let's talk about where and how people can donate to your project.
Yeah, so the easiest place to donate is means.media. You can also look up our Action Builder, which is a portal for donations. But easiest place, means.media. Check us out on Twitter, means_TV. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/means TV, where you can find all of our videos. They're all free. So we have 5 more weeks of videos ahead of us. We're covering all sorts of cool topics like imperialism, colonialism, talking about leftist politics in a way anybody can understand. So check us out.
So you have a number of weeks of free content to let your future subscribers know what to expect. And then at that point, once you do raise the money that you need, you will switch over to a paywall with a subscription service?
So we'll basically we'll be adding a paywall with a subscription service, and we'll continue to be putting out lots of free videos and like YouTube videos and stuff like that. So even like 3 years from now, when we have the full streaming platform running and subscribers, we'll still be putting out lots of free content because we want to bring new people into the fold, and we want to have a presence on some of those platforms.
Well, I want to wish the two of you good luck, and we'll post links to your website where people can donate from our site. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Sally.
Appreciate it.
My guests have been Naomi Burton and Nick Hayes, the creators of Means TV, and we've been talking about their crowdfunding campaign, which you can find online at means.media. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.